You're listening to Those Dram Yinzers with your hosts, John and Zach.
Hey everyone, I'm John.
And I'm Steve.
And welcome to Those Dram Yinzers, where we drink whiskey and talk about it. For everything Those Dram Yinzer, please be sure to visit thosedramyinzers.com. You can find our social media links, our Patreon page, order form for our hats, and the link to Zach's favorite website, which you all know is dramit.threadless.com, where you can find all types of merch that we offer. If you're interested in sponsoring the show, want us to do an ad for your product, or would like us to try a product on the show, send us a DM or an email. Let's take a minute to talk about FrostBuddy. It's a great way to support the show while also getting something for yourself in return. It's the best all-in-one koozie you can ever have. Their universal buddy fits four different types of bottles and cans and can even turn into a full-on drink container with their additional lid. Use the link in our bio to check it out for yourselves. And if you buy something through our link, FrostBuddy will send us part of the sale. Again, great way to support the show and get something for yourself in return. Hi, Steve.
Hey, John.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks.
I didn't scare you away this last time with the advent calendar.
No, you didn't scare me away at all. I mean, I got to appreciate it's a Monday here that we're doing this.
And this is very odd for us. We usually do it on a Thursday. So
yes, so it's a strong start to the week for me.
Mm-hmm. I think we're actually going to be switching to Tuesdays. Because Thursday nights at like 8:30, like, oh my gosh, like we're just like staring.
It's too much for
we
you.
We get real slap happy. I mean, you got to listen to the last episode. The end of it is just nuts.
that's what happens. Mm-hmm. No, but like I said, it's a strong start to the week, and I can't think of a better way to do it.
Yeah. So for those that aren't familiar with Steve, we have a lot of friends on the podcast that have the same first names. Mm-hmm. We have multiple Matts. We have multiple Steves. So this is because we had a different Steve this year's advent calendar. But this is Steve Ruperto. Steve was on 22's.
Yes, 22's. That's correct.
Steve's been on a couple of times. You were at when we did our trip down to Kentucky.
Correct.
With Lee. And Steve went to college and was in the fraternity with Zach and I. Steve were the basement council because both of our rooms were in the basement of the house, which I don't know how we are alive today.
Oh, I do know. It's actually. That's where the original COVID vaccine came from. So by living in the basement, by living in the basement of a fraternity house, that actually made us immune.
Mm.
So if you didn't think that you got any advantage from college, you know.
But yeah, so there's a big review of this Steve R. Okay, so. We are doing, in fact, I didn't know what we were doing until Steve got here. Cause I was like, help me make a decision. Cause you know, so staying on the craft distillery, craft whiskey train that we're trying to move into. Right. Lisa and I last year in like, I think May, June, on our way to Bethany Beach, we stay halfway because it's just easier with you know, you've traveled with a small child. It's easier just instead of doing 6 hours, break it up. Anyway, we stayed in Frederick, Maryland, and Lisa found, because she knows I like finding distilleries, obviously, when we go places new, she found this one that we're going to talk about today, and she was pumped about it because it is female owned and operated. It is 10th Ward Distilling Company. They are out of Frederick, Maryland. We got to meet, I think their card's upstairs. I think it was the GM, I think, one of the GMs. But super knowledgeable, real nice, you know, really nice little bar. It's small little place, nothing too major, or too massive. They partner with the restaurant next door, and they actually have like QR codes, and you can scan, order your food online, and they will bring you the food. We had a good time, and they actually sell canned cocktails, crushes and stuff like that. That sounds... on our way to the beach, we grabbed a couple. I think they sell them in four packs. A couple different four packs on our way out the door. And I bought what we're going to try today, which is their smoked bourbon whiskey. I also bought their Maryland rye whiskey. But I let Steve make the choice, and he said, ooh, smoked bourbon.
I will always, give me the option, I will always choose something smoked.
But it is 90 proof, and I like it. I'm not going to do a Zach thing of the label, but I do like that they have a lot of detail about what it is just right on the bottle. Like, this is a smaller bottle, right? It's a 375.
It's funny you said it. I was about to make comment to it and be like, I really like the, it's that perfect rectangle, really clean.
Oh, yes.
It's a very clean look. And I am a big fan of of the design.
But they, right on the front, you know, it's, they give the mash bill, the percentage breakdown and everything, not just like, it's this and this. And you can guess, you know, 80% smoked corn, so rather than just regularly, they smoked corn first, 20% malted barley, aged in American white oak. It does not say how long. Wait, let's read the side. Nope. But 10th Ward, you're probably thinking like, where did that come from? That's the area. It's the 10th Ward in Fredericks. So they're like,
makes sense.
Staying with, you know, the local trend. Their artwork is great. Steve can see that, you know, the difference between like the bourbon, the difference between the bourbon and the rye is like, this is just like the artwork on the front is like the mascots for each one of these.
Yeah.
So like the one for the bourbon, it's very like Victorian-esque. But the head is like...
It's an ear of corn.
An ear of corn, yeah.
And of course, the rye is imagine that,
yeah.
Some rye.
Yeah, exactly. So it's super cool, and we really enjoyed ourselves there. I definitely want to get back down there to like interview them and everything, but yeah. So this was really cool. We really enjoyed ourselves, like I said, at the distillery. Their canned cocktails were great. Sadly, it is in Maryland, so you'd have to go get that, go down and get it. But
is the side of yours there, I see on the rye here, it has a QR code for scanning for cocktails. Does it have it on that guy too?
Yep. And they were founded in 2016. They have full 750s of the. I just grabbed the three because grab two smaller ones. Yeah, so
nice.
I can get,
it's nice to get tasters.
And I don't remember how much they were because it was like a year ago. But yeah, they make you know, absinthe, gin, rye. It's another smoked bourbon. Yeah. And here I'm trying to think. Where were the canned cocktails? Oh, peach clementine lemonade iced tea. That was one of the ones we got.
Oh,
that's
my.
A canned cocktail.
So right on their site here, the recommended cocktail.
Ooh.
Is, you want to guess, what do you think the recommended cocktail for the smoked bourbon is?
An old fashioned.
Oh, you are right on the money. Right on the money. And let's see, let's scroll up here to the rye. What do you think the recommended cocktail on the rye is?
I mean, I want to say Manhattan because that's the easiest.
Oh, thing. You are two for two. You are two for two. It is a Manhattan and they're very so the Manhattan that they recommend here, very, very straightforward. Nothing surprising about that. And oh, you know what? Actually, so they've got the Manhattan. What I didn't see is they also had a Manhattan Old Fashioned and a Sazerac.
Oh, yeah.
In the recommendations. And then,
which makes sense because they make absinthe.
Yep. And so on the back on the smoked, they had said the old fashioned, a fig old fashioned, which ooh. That sounds, you were saying the cocktail, one of the cocktails have fig in it that you had said?
Maybe. I don't remember which one we got.
Okay.
And then, oh, I know what it, no, I actually I did a flight.
Oh, okay.
Lisa got a cocktail that she really enjoyed.
And then a rusty nail. So
we had gotten the peach clementine lemonade iced tea. That's made with their gin. They also sell, it's called Queen Bee's Knees. Again, made with their gin. Gin, lavender, honey, lemon, ginger. Berry lemon crush, because crush is like the drink in like Maryland and Delaware.
First you said it, I was just thinking it was a more craft type, you know, crush, not actually like the soda, the pop.
No. It's the pop.
No, it's not the pop.
It's a cocktail.
Okay.
So a bourbon crush. Something.
First, the way you're describing it, that I'm thinking what you're selling on the cocktail, but then I thought, oh, you mean like the pop or something like that?
No. It's like a style of drink.
Yeah.
Like a specific one. They have a watermelon, mojito, an espresso martini. That could get dangerous. A grapefruit crush, which is made with their rum. But yeah, I think we had gotten the grapefruit and the iced tea, and both were really good. Really enjoyed them, especially on the beach.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I'd go for the tea.
You know, that's something I think would be a good show for this year, is to go around and find some of these like craft canned cocktails. It's like, what's going to be like your summer canned cocktail of choice? And I'm talking craft ones. I'm not talking the Jim, Jack, and Crown.
No. something a little more original.
So, for instance, and I am sorry that it took me this long into the show to point out that you dressed appropriately for the show.
Thank you.
Your Mick Yinzer shirt on. I appreciate the thought.
I had to lean into the brand. I mean,
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. If it's got the word Yinz in the brand, you better make sure you're dressed for the occasion here.
Oh yeah.
Plus it is still March. You know, we are past St. Patrick's Day, but it's got the shamrocks, the green theme
going on.
It's
still March.
It looks good. So
this is actually coming out on Wednesday, the 29th?
So it's still
27th.
March. Still March.
And so as of when this is coming out, not today like where me and you are at, but when this is released, it's actually International Whiskey Day.
Oh, I was not aware.
But yeah, so that's fun.
Isn't every day International Whiskey Day?
Pretty much,
day?
Right. But yeah, so happy International Whiskey Day.
Oh, that sounds excellent.
craft canned cocktails. Now, again, obviously, I would like to find ones that are whiskey based.
Yes,
right. But again, supporting craft and local is massive. Anyway, I was just visiting Lawrenceville Distilling. Have you been there yet?
No, I have not.
So they primarily do a lot of clear. So they do absinthe, gin, vodka, stuff like that. You know, they have a couple whiskeys, but it's very like not hush hush, but they only make like one batch every once in a while, and it's only 5 gallons, so it's really just kind of like for them. They sell it. And but anyway, so I was over there talking with him and everything, and they have a canned cocktail called the Tea.
Oh,
and it's a hard iced tea, basically. He let me take one home. I haven't had it yet, but that might be a contender for.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway. I think if I was. You know, just imagining a good beach cocktail, in a can, something with a tea base, or styling would be a very logical type choice. I don't want something too sweet on the beach. You start to feel gross. You know, it's hot out. You want something that's not too strong, but a little refreshing. Tea's a good option there.
When we were in Maryland, in
Delaware.
Delaware, thank you. Maryland to get to Delaware. There was one of the liquor stores had like a local like bourbon crush. It was like from a Maryland company, but it was like a bourbon crush canned cocktail. It was like a 4-pack, which was really good. But I probably wouldn't have bought more than the 4-pack because it was on the sweeter side. So I have like one of those and then like finished, you know.
Yep.
My dad gets, so I don't know if you've seen this anywhere, but both beer distributors in Elwood. Yes, Elwood has two.
Okay. Big competition?
A little bit. Uh-huh. One's a drive-through. The other one is like you can walk in. So yes and no. But anyway.
It serves two very different markets.
Yes. But they both offer alcoholic slushies.
Sounds a little dangerous in the drive-through.
Very much so.
In the drive-through?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it comes out with like a sticker over top of like the straw. They hand you the straw.
Uh-huh.
And they put a sticker. So like they didn't put the straw. Like they're saying, wait till you know. Mm-hmm. How many people really wait till you?
Gosh, I hope so. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. But anyway, but they have because we're talking iced tea. They have like a Long Island iced tea slushy thing, and my dad loves just the can that what they use that they mix with this like slush mm-hmm. like mix. So he brought that to him to the beach last year, and I try one, and they're like tall boys. Oh my, you're talking sweet.
Holy oh yeah, yeah, crap. Sure. Oh my yeah. god, yeah, it's just a big can of sugar.
Yeah. And I was like, Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, no, that's. It's easy in a cocktail to get way too sweet, way too quick.
For sure. But anyway, I don't know. I got summer on the brain. I know it's not even April yet, but thinking ahead. So this is episode 92. We are rolling along, and if we stick to our regular scheduled programming, we will come out with episode 100 in July, roughly, if we stay on track. Yeah,
you'll get there.
Yeah, so Zach and I are still trying to figure out what we want to do.
Oh yeah, you got to do something. Mm-hmm. You could do something where you add up the ages of what you have, and it adds up to 100.
Mm.
Okay, there's your mm-hmm. option there. Mm-hmm. You could, and this is probably too difficult. You could find 100 proof items,
bunch of like bonded.
Yeah,
bottom bond. Sorry,
but no, I'm not saying. Oh, if it's got to be like right on the 100, that's gonna. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. tough to do. I don't know that I can think of any off the top of my head.
The bottom bond will be automatically 100.
Oh, is it always? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did not mm-hmm. realize that. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was stuck to. Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's one.
Well,
of the,
there you go.
Yeah, that's one of the pieces. So yeah, so big a bottom bond. Yeah.
There, I learned something new tonight. I thought no. I knew it was. I knew it was higher, but I didn't realize mm-hmm. it was it's actually.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. So there's your mm-hmm. answer.
But yeah, so it should be good. But that so also that ideas. Also puts at the recording time around for when we would typically do that if we don't do anything like overly special is when we record at the Rebellion Fest,
mm-hmm.
which is appropriate because that was the first like live event we ever did. You know. But anyway.
Yes. Things I don't recommend for your 100th event. 100 whiskeys.
Right.
I don't recommend that. That's a bad idea.
Even if it was like a little sip, you're going to still get palate fatigue.
Yeah. No.
It's all going to taste like nothing.
No. I also don't recommend mixing 100 whiskeys.
No. Definitely worthy of busting out the Infinity bottle for sure.
We
were talking about the show's Infinity bottle before, and Steve's very weary.
I'm not.
Part of me wants to make him try it tonight.
No, I think I'm okay. I'm just glad I'm not on camera.
Not yet, at least, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right, so 10th Ward Smoked Bourbon Whiskey. Now, Zach and I did do a smoked bourbon episode where it was Wiggles and Southern Tears smoked. Mm-hmm. I had not had this bottle yet. That's why that one didn't get. And we weren't overly impressed with those, but I think we, again, Zach and I are both Scotch fans, so we're expecting a little bit more to a, you know, but anyway.
I had the Wiggle smoked, and I actually thought it was very good, particularly for, I used it a lot in cocktail.
Yeah.
That was the format that mm-hmm. I primarily used it in.
Yeah, it was just like, just
to, and it was,
just
yeah, the it was right perfect because yeah. it had enough, and particularly for Wiggle was a little bit different than some of the, mm-hmm. the standard. And no, I thought it fit nicely.
Yeah, I just think, Zach and I went into it with a little bit too high of expectations. You mm-hmm. know, again, because we are
You were thinking, you heard the word smoked and you were thinking more scotch than you got.
Yeah, a little bit more of that actual like fire, you know, fire pit, you know, whatever. Anyway, but yeah, let's, I can smell it from here. It smells good. But,
yeah, no, it does. I just took a whiff.
But
it definitely has the more, it's the smoke is there.
Mm-hmm.
It is strong.
And it's got a very, like, it sounds funky, but like a very craft aspect to it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know,
I'd agree.
There's a, like, smoky but grainy, with it only being two ingredients, you know. But 20% malted barley is a high percentage of that. But
I wanted to take a small sip, but before I like really taste it, I wanted to re-sniff. And the beverage itself is, when I say lighter than I expect, it just thinner. It's thinner than I expect. Yeah. It's very, very smoky, but thinner.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's aged for too long. Again, they've only been around since 2016, and they are doing a little bit smaller. But it doesn't say the age statement on here. But I mean, you can look at it and you can see it's not.
Well, it's lighter.
It's on the lighter side. So it's probably not aged terribly long. But it also is 90 proof, so that's going to lend. Those two things collectively will lend a little bit to that. Age doesn't mean everything, but, you know, it can explain some things. But I just really like this, like, craft grainy, like, maltiness that it has.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So
even on the palate.
The description they have.
Oh, yes, thank you.
We've got your bourbon whiskey for Scotch lovers right here. A blend of smoked corn. Yep, it's smoky. And malted barley, all sourced locally and processed here in Frederick, Maryland. Mashed and distilled here at 10th Ward, then aged in Char 3 medium toast American white oak barrels. Distinctly not giving the aging amount of time there. I'm not going to read the tasting notes here yet, unless you, if you wanted to give any more thoughts, but otherwise then I
no, you can go ahead. I really enjoy that this...
I'm a fan. This gets a thumbs up. So the tasting notes, scotch-like notes, wood, caramel, and then a hit of smoke, campfire, and oak on the finish. Mm-hmm. So I definitely agree that the campfire's there, particularly for a bourbon. This is about as true campfire that I think
for,
you're going to...
For a bourbon, yes.
That's what I said, for a bourbon. This is just about as true campfire as you're going to find for a bourbon. And
it's a nice lingering... campfire like taste note, you know what I mean? Like, not super lingering, like you say, it is the light, it kind of dies off a little bit, but that smoke does linger towards the back. It's really nice. I mean this is a great easy sipper.
Yes, it is,
for sure. And I think this would do well. I think it would do well in a cocktail, but a cocktail with not a lot of ingredients. So like the old fashioned that they, you know, I think that's a good one. I wouldn't put too many, just because it is on the lighter side, I wouldn't put it with something that has either really, really strong notes on its own, because it might muddle this. You know what I mean?
Yes. I'm not catching the caramel that they call here. I mean, maybe
those grainy
at the very
notes
end,
are kind of taken over for me, but yeah.
But no, I'm not catching a lot of caramel. But I like it. It is, of course, it is 90 proof. I like that it's not hitting hard. You know, smooth, easy enough.
And yeah, super easy. As Zach would say, an active drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, a passive drinker. Because you could just.
I knew where you were going.
Yeah, thank you. It is minded, but my brain is not fully. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, like I said, I got one of the flights when I was there.
Yeah. Was this on the flight?
Yes, I'm trying to see if they have their menu.
Now, I forget the terms that you use, but it's like there's keeper. So, what's your you have a scale
our rating scale.
Yes, the rating scale. And I
pass Dantan, throw it out. So bi-bar pass, but Pittsburghese.
Yes, yes, yes. And for me, this is a Hass.
Yeah, obviously I have. Yeah.
Yeah, this is absolute. Well, you're going to have things in the Hass that because you're getting them for trying.
Yes.
But this definitely is the Hass for me.
And I had only gotten, I think I said this earlier, I only got two, because I got a bottle of their Maryland rye, two 375s, because I was like, I want to get both, but I don't want to get two full bottles in case, you know.
What if it's,
I get home and it changes, you know, anyway. But I definitely think, and because, you know, we like going to Bethany, so I know we'll swing by this again, that I could just
pick up something. You could absolutely have a 750 of that in the house. That's a nice add.
Yeah. I was trying to see if I could find.
I do think it does have room to grow. I think that the they could age a little bit in there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you know, and I think it would give. You can still maintain a lot of the smoke that's there, but maybe provide a little more character to the actual beverage itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like, it was, I think, the bourbon, the rye, and they have like liqueurs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're named after like the season. So, and obviously it is seasonal. So like there's the summertime or the springtime, summertime, autumn, and winter. And I think I had the winter. I think I might have had autumn and winter. It was like a four thing. But
I wonder, do they, so I see, I was looking through 10th Ward's site here. They have absinthe. Mm-hmm. They didn't have, they didn't happen to have bitters or anything that they made in house, did they?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I mean, you have it up.
Yeah, no, that's why I saw, I was mm-hmm. scrolling through.
Well, yeah, because Quantum closed. Do you know that?
No, yeah, no, I wasn't aware.
That's when I think of locals for bitters, I think Quantum, but yeah, they closed down.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything.
Oh, and the Joe, the owner at Lawrenceville Distilling, because they make three different types of absinthe, and he wants to do, he said he'd love to have us come down and do a Sazerac episode.
Oh, that's fun.
And do three different Sazeracs with the three different absinthes that he had. I'm like, yes, please.
Your Green Fairy episode.
But yeah, that's a has for me.
As yeah. Well. No, I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. No,
I don't, well, they didn't have pricing on there, but I don't.
I saw it. It was, the 375 was in the, 30s.
I that's believe. What I thought. Yeah. I think it was in the 30s.
But for me, I always look at pricing at the 750 range mm-hmm. because that, this came in at, okay, so it was here. I got it now. 3150 okay. at the 375 and then a 750 at 49.50. So it's that 50. Oh, it's nice. Right where I expected
yeah.
that to be.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I bought two 375s and I think $30 is totally worth a 375 yeah, here. And also, like I said, we bought a couple of different Cancocks, so we had a hefty, hefty bill. That's why I only went with two different ones. But no, I thoroughly enjoyed ourselves, and we had Connor with us, so that was the other thing too. Is like, well, where can we go?
Uh-huh.
they were just like, well, as long as he doesn't sit at the bars, well, we're not going to sit at the bar.
I know it doesn't. I don't think it works like that. We sat
in
the booth
in the back or something, you know. But yeah, they were super nice, super accommodating. I'm very weird about talking about myself. I don't like to do that, you know.
Yeah, who does?
Yeah, exactly. Well, some people.
Not me.
I don't always like say like, oh, I just feel weird saying I have a whiskey podcast. Uh-huh. You know?
Do you say it like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I hope you do. Can you do that again for everybody and make
I
sure
have a whiskey podcast.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. I was talking just one more time, and he's not going to edit this out, folks.
I have a whiskey podcast.
I hope that gets made into like the promo.
You want me to make it one of my little sound
yeah.
sound buttons?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
I'll cut that out and add it to it for you.
I mean, like, I feel like that's you could use that as a like a segment that you do,
mm-hmm.
you know, like to really just to kind of like, you know, rib on somebody.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, the I have a whiskey podcast segment of the show, and. You know, it's. Well, I'm glad I did it. So now it's on the mic forever. Mm-hmm, so,
And these are on individual tracks now with our new setup.
Perfect.
So it doesn't matter that I was talking over you. But yeah. So anyway, so it's just I always feel weird, like, you know, talking
mm-hmm.
about it. Typically, if me and Lisa are out, she's always the one. Well, he has a whiskey pot. Like she's like my biggest cheerleader. So she always like brings it up and everything. And because I also like. Zach and I aren't doing this to get free stuff. You know, I'm not going out and asking like, hey,
no, of course
you know,
not.
Like some of these like influencers are like, well, you're going to give me all this free stuff and I'm going to, you know, no, I don't care. You don't have to give me any, like, no. You know, I like getting like just the true like reaction and things from people like not knowing that we do this little podcast.
Correct. Or whatever, yeah. Correct.
But
100%. This one's a winner.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I feel bad after. You know how some things just like, you know, when you go and lay down, the anxiety, like the random, like, oh, remember that one time in fourth grade you did this? Like, you know, those like thoughts? Or is that just my weird brain?
No. But I'm waiting. Where are you going with that?
I do that with when you were on for the advent calendar.
Okay.
Because you were my first guest on that. So those first five are always like very much like lead into whiskeys, like nothing like super overly crazy. And I was like, ah, oh, man, like I feel bad. You should have had Steve come on later. He could have got some of the big heavy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had something from Hawaii.
Yes.
If I remember.
Yes. Was that the Swedish one too? They all together anymore.
Maybe, but it. Yeah. I remember Hawaii was the one that the area that stuck out. Not that I remember that it was not like that. That was the whiskey that I necessarily remember, but I just remembered being surprised by where it was from. That might be Sweden. Might have occurred, but yeah, no, there were some very interesting ones in there. I'm sure they went up the chain a little bit.
Well, typically the first five were always like very much just like intro whiskeys, like getting you ready for what's coming. But yeah, I think about that every once in a while. It's just like, oh, man, I gotta have Steve back on, so give him something out.
Well, it's you don't need to go to
because I mean the only other time you're on was when we did Angel's Envy Rye.
Oh yes. Yes, well, and I think everybody had that wasn't anybody's first beverage that day.
Well, yeah, we had a lot.
I would not say that we had a lot. I would say that that was just not our first beverage that day.
But anyway. So anything new whiskey-wise with you? Any new finds or sticking to your comforts? Or?
So I was just saying to you right before you started recording, I just had picked up, I saw in the state store, saw Bibb and Tucker's Double Char.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I had not had it before and opened it the other night and actually went straight for the cocktail with it.
Mm-hmm.
And which I probably should have like taken the time to really like try it out and everything. Mm-hmm. But I said, no, you know, let's go with go with the cocktail. And you know, of course, the char is supposed to be along that smoked lines and all that. And it was underly smoky and, you know, certainly not anything.
Comparatively
to this. But a little more body than this.
Oh, okay.
So,
which I would expect out of Bibb and Tucker.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. More body, less smoke. I did it. And again, I recognize this is, you know, that Black Manhattans are typically done with the rye, but I did my take on the Black Manhattan with as I like
your house, you do what you want.
Yeah, I did, but that was the spirit in which I approached that. Yeah. So no, it was very good.
Good,
it was very good.
Cool. We talked about it last show, but I recently got to go to Iron City's new location. Well, to their distillery.
I see it's funny, we were talking about tea down here, and I see I spotted the Iron City Turner's iced tea box down there, and I was laughing, but you're sitting there talking about tea, and I don't know if you saw me look over a couple times, but that was what I saw down there is that box. I mean, that's a treasure, right?
It's so good.
I'm just talking about the labeling itself. I'm not even talking about the beverage. I'm talking
like,
about...
That's just like, as Mikey and Big Bob from Kiss Freak Show say, it's a yin-splosion for sure.
that's right on the money there.
Turner's and Iron City mashing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's... I love the look of the Iron City, the insignia they have on there, and then the Turners, and no, it's got all the Pittsburgh feels, you know, the distinct.
Have you ever had one?
No.
You can take one home with you.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. No, it's, of course the distinct orange of the Turner, but still has, you know, the black and gold feel to it with with the Iron City on there. Mm-hmm. So no, it's you have something
mm-hmm.
special there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. It's just a nice drink. But anyway, we were there and we got to meet like the distillers and everything because mm-hmm. they opened up a distillery too. I didn't know if you were familiar with that.
Yep.
There's stuff. It's coming up on a year, so I'm hoping to get together with them around that like year mark to get out there and be like, okay, all right, let's try it. A year later, let's see what you got, you know, kind of thing. But yeah. And Iron City is another one, kind of like how I feel about like Jack Daniels, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you hear Iron City, you think Iron City, Icy Light. Some people go Icy Light Mango, maybe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You think Jack, you think Number 7, you think really bad college nights, you know, stuff like that. Mm. But they have, I mean, obviously they have the Turner's mashup, but they have four different like craft beers that they're constantly working on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they own Blockhouse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they have something rotating for the Blockhouse name, which was some sort of barrel aged stout this time. He was telling me, and I was like, I have to drive home, so no thank you. But other than that, if you had asked me like an hour ago, yes. But,
yes.
You know. And yeah, they had like three other like they're not just, you know, the standard, well, four now, because that's a standard anymore. Yes. But yeah, so they're pumping out some other good stuff too, even on the beer world, but.
I don't know. I just have. I don't drink much beer.
Yeah. But, I don't either, because I get too
bloated. I always like to keep it. You know, I always like to have a Iron City something or mm-hmm. icy. You know, mm-hmm. You just keep a couple in the fridge, and mm-hmm. then because there'll always be somebody who wants yep. a beer, and it goes down easy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I don't typically drink beer just on the regular when I'm home.
Yeah.
So typically if I ever buy it, it's for like a party. So that was like our family came over after Connor's movie party.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had bought that to give out.
For the masses.
Like, yeah, for the masses. And I was like, I know I'll drink this because this is,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I only have probably one and it won't make me bloated because it's more malt beverage than, you know.
Yes.
So it won't make me as bloated as beer typically does. But yeah. Well, that's a good staple to have now. Now,
well, as you're well aware, I don't drink a lot of beer, but it's always wine. I always have always have a lot of wine in the house. So it's you know, I have the nice, you have the cabinet of bourbon,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, the in the cellar you have the wine. So it's
yeah. Well, yeah, you have your extensive knowledge of wine, at least extensive in my eyes.
I wouldn't say it's overly extensive, but it's
well, you're way more you're way more knowledgeable than I, but you also have done
I've done more wining. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's not what they call it, but you know.
Yeah. Mm. But anyway,
now that I know that these mics are separately mic'd in here, mm-hmm. I'm a little more nervous about it, because at least when I was talking over you, I was like, you know, he can't really separate that out. Mm-hmm. But now that I know that I have my own file in here and he mm-hmm. can just hone in on every word I say.
T can just mute me out for those couple seconds.
Exactly. So then I'm like, what am I even doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Too funny. Lisa drove by the house, fraternity house. Randomly the one day they were she went to Erie to see her and her friend went to Erie to watch the Dancing with the Stars like tour.
All I know is that's not on the way to the you know, like the house is out of the way there.
On their way back they stopped. I forget why they swung through there anyway,
because New Wilmington is very, very busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot spot.
It is. Well, Tomas got an apartment in town.
Oh, okay.
So well, there you go. They also were then going to stop and say hi to him. But yeah, she drove like the U.
And she still has four wheels on the car.
She still has four wheels on the car.
Wow. Yeah. That's...
Even after, you know, I mean, they did get it paved like right when I was leaving, but.
No, they've had it done in the last couple of years.
Yeah, too. I think it's still got some.
No, they had to have it redone in the last couple.
She's like, there were a couple guys outside probably like, who the is this?
They used to have, you remember back in the day, there was always there was the person who'd go through the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't remember what, I guess they were taking the cans out.
Yeah.
For recycling.
More than likely.
But I mean,
which a dumpster at a fraternity house is gold mine for cans.
It was, but I mean, you just couldn't pay me to get in there. There were tons of yellow jackets and all like the, mm-hmm. because it would just sit out in the sun.
Yep.
And so no way. No thanks.
Yeah. But yeah, they swung by and she showed like her friend from college. She's like, cause she didn't become friends with Kelly until after I had graduated.
Oh, so Kelly didn't have the privilege.
Kelly never had the privilege of coming down and for a beach party and getting sand everywhere. And
you mean again, seeing where the COVID vaccine was developed?
Yep. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I do wonder, like, did I shave years off my life or extend it? Because now, like, my lungs are.
No, it's unfortunately the former, John. I don't want to. I don't mean to be grim, but it's. I don't think that it was particularly beneficial for any of us.
No, probably not. But anyway,
from a health standpoint,
right?
It was very beneficial socially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure, but yeah. I don't know. I think if you go back and tell young us, like, hey, in, you know, God, I don't even want to think about how long we've been out. In X amount of years, you guys are
stop. Stop. You teach math.
I don't want to do it.
You teach
I'm
math.
I'm off the clock.
Come on.
I'm off the clock.
It is 2024.
Well, you graduated in
08.
08. See, I did 09. So 08 to, we'll do you since you were left for.
It's just 1 year different there, but anyway, in June it will be 16 years.
That's
for
gross.
Me,
that's
and
gross.
For you it's 15. Yeah. It's a marquee marquee year.
I know. I might have to actually go back this year since Tomas graduated. We
oh,
really
is it your
back.
Do you guys have your?
It was either because I don't think it was last year. I don't think they clustered us last year.
I don't know.
I'll have to look.
We haven't been to one in a couple. We stopped. Having a child, it was so there was we had a kid and then COVID and we just hadn't gotten back into the trip up wasn't really worth it for us. What would take a small child up there to do what?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like there wasn't watch the football game,
which
talk
her,
to some people
not, yeah.
Like there wasn't there just was no advantage to taking
and what
a
I think
kid
too
out.
Like there's waves right where like our groups like around like all of us that like we're all there together like we're not all going back right now either because we're all in those kinds of stages too where like maybe in like another 10-15 maybe we do you know we start going back again. I only kept going back because Tomas was there.
Yep.
And so once he graduated we really haven't been back, but it's only been a couple years, but yeah, if they cluster we'll probably go up, take Connor, he'll enjoy seeing everything.
Well, it's yeah, he's finally and my daughter's reaching the age too, where like we could actually go up and do so. But again, there still aren't a ton of kid activities, and so it's.
No, it would be show them
what's
around
the value?
Show them around, and go you know probably go see Uncle T, and then head out. But yeah, again, that if T didn't have an apartment in town, he is. That little parking lot that was across from Isley's/Jimmy's.
Jimmy's is gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
well,
so
yeah,
sad.
But I was referencing back to what we knew it to
I
be.
I know, but it just makes me sad.
Oh, it's very sad.
I loved Jimmy's restaurant. That was the bestie. That
Tomas,
the gyros.
Tomas used to say he knew him by voice.
Yeah.
Tomas would call. He'd be like, oh, you want your usual?
Yeah. No, it's he. Yeah. We go up there a couple times a year, and he always knew.
He also offered a dining plan to the House Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. So you could do like a dining, or it was either that or to the college, but like there was some sort of like extra dining plan thing that that people did. So yeah.
That's
I think that's
cool.
What T said. Anyway.
No, that's awesome.
But that little parking lot that's across the street that's now next to that, or what, I don't even know if it's even that beer place anymore, but there was those little apartments at the back of the.
What you're forgetting, the parking lot right across from that. That was the feed mill.
The feed mill. So I never experienced a feed mill.
You didn't?
No. I think it closed down by the time I joined the fraternity.
No.
I didn't join till...
Because...
06?
Because it was all... It was so my wife was one of the waitresses, and it was like her and a couple of the brothers, and it was like people who were 1 year older than...
I mean, I heard stories of it. I just never got to experience it.
It can't be. We couldn't have been that old. My goodness. I don't know. Maybe. But no. Oh, the feed mill. That was...
So that was my other reference. So the apartment's across the street from the feed mill. Yeah.
Exactly.
We have lost all of our listeners.
Yeah, I know. You're going to have to... We're going to have to...
Nah, I don't even know. I'll make sure T puts something like Westminster, like, you know. Walk down Westminster Lane.
You're going to get a skip forward button on that one. Sorry, we've lost our focus.
Yeah,
but, all right, refocusing.
But anyway, but that's where T's at. Really enjoy this. I think the price point, even for $375, $30.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
This is worth $30 to me.
That shows up right in my cabinet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't want to drink it neat, if you want to use it as a cocktail, I think this will get you plenty of cocktails for $30.
Oh, yeah. I think it's fine neat, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do, like, I know, like, the smoked old fashions are, like, the newer thing to do with, like, especially presentation-wise at bars.
Yes, of course.
You know, you get that without having to do all that crazy stuff at home.
Yeah. No, I'm
so not. If you don't have a smoking kit at home, just buy
I'm not taking the time to actually smoke my cocktail at home.
I'm not really... I always, like, you usually make cocktails when I come over. That's pretty much, even home, if I pour something, it's neat.
I pour almost everything neat.
Oh, really?
I only do, no, because I'm not very good at cocktails. And
me neither.
I'm not
good at it. See, I just thought you were good at it.
No, I'm not good at it. I'm terrible. And part of it is that because cocktails are an investment because you have to have enough of the extra stuff. And keeping that extra stuff fresh, you know, like if you're going to, you know, you have to have the, you know, you're making the syrups or you're making the, you know, whatever, you know, unless it's another spirit that is shelf stable, you have to have a bunch of stuff ready to go. And it just, it's never.
I don't make enough of them.
No, yeah. I don't make it. And I hate, you know, I hate buying a jar of cherries, using three and then being like, well, that's it. And, yeah. No, it just...
Lisa just bought... because I would make, like, my own simple syrup and stuff, like, especially, like, the flavored one, because she really likes a peach one. But, man, I'd make it, and it probably would go bad, because I wouldn't drink it fast enough for one. So she bought one, like, off the counter, you know. Because she's getting into cocktails a lot more, especially whiskey-based cocktails, which I'm a fan of, but... Anywho's.
I can't believe you thought I was good at cocktails. I mean, that's oh,
man.
I'm nowhere near the master.
I held you in high regard when it came to cocktails.
I appreciate that. Now, I will say, you know, if we're having people, we'll always try to like think up something, you know, and like then we push people on that. We're like, okay, we're prepped on this set of ingredients. So, you know, like try not to do, you know, go.
Let me make you this. It's really good. I have this book. Yeah. Turn into a salesperson.
Well, it's legitimately one of the things we like to do. And actually, you've got it. I see you have a couple of bottles of it down there. Is the Mystic Mixtures, and. I don't even know if you know what you have a couple bottles of it down there, and it's you probably got it from us as an idea because it was he's a small vendor and you know he'll sell at
the
farmer's markets.
Yes. Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and so that's exactly. I'm pretty sure Lisa got it from Carson.
I'm confident because we'll always grab one or two of those because. Mm-hmm. He makes them fresh, and so he bottles it up, and it's a so all that's you have to
very
do,
good.
And so all you do is you know there's going to be themes to it, right? You know, some of them are you know recommend adding whiskey or adding rum or adding tequila, whatever it is, and so recommend adding X you know that X spirit, and then it's just that the you know spirit. Excuse me, the mixture that he provided, and then water, and then you know sometimes it's sparkle, sometimes it's still, and then you know ends up being lovely. And so you can really balance. What's really great about that is you have a really nice control over the sweetness, right? Over the sweetness, over the hydration, and then of course a lot of them you can do. You know, they'll recommend you can do different spirits with it, so it's not like it has to be.
I like that he has on like the neck of the like the little card that usually says like recommended do this, but you know, kind of thing. We actually. Turn my mom on to him because they'll go to farmers market and stuff, and so she's been getting stuff. Lisa bought a couple of them home for we were at my parents' house for some party. I don't know if it was a holiday or something. And she ran out because everybody loved whatever the one she got that she was doing drinks, but she couldn't make them fast enough.
The one that has been a huge party winner for us is he makes a dragon's breath margarita, I believe, and and that was. Quite good. And no, but I like that because so yes, I will take credit for being able to make good cocktails there because all the work's done for me
basically.
And it, you like I said, you have so much control over it.
You would feel better using that as a pre thing rather than something off the shelf by a major
correct. And they're small enough, and you know, so you're targeting a party, so you know we'll buy two of them, you know, and then they so they do hold for a little. If you don't open them, they hold. And so, you know, you pick what you, you know, you pick what you want, and then, you know, the guests come over, you say, hey, we're going to have X, and then, sorry, he just passed me the bottle.
No, yeah, they're great, and, yeah, I'm excited to get a couple more of those, but anywho's.
Well, save the he takes the bottles back. He'll give you a buck. He gives you a buck for each bottle you turn in. So be sure.
I'm pretty sure she did.
I see him. I see. I see two sitting right there. Take the bottles back. He'll, and it's you're doing right by the environment.
But yeah. But anyway, thanks for. I did a very much last minute text to you saying, hey, do you because Zach ended up getting sick today. So I was like, Steve, you want to come drink?
It's I was happy to oblige. Like I said, it was a strong start to a Monday.
Should be a good week.
It will. It will. I was going to work this evening, so appreciate
Well, you are working for me right now.
Yes. Yes, my check's in the mail.
But yeah. So, yeah, I guess the only other... Do you have any final thoughts on 10th Ward?
It was very nice. I'm not sorry we tried it.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Glad you enjoyed it. You know, again, when I have... you know, if he's not going to like something, I don't give a shit if he doesn't like it. Sometimes I'll buy stuff on purpose that I know he won't like, just to fight for them. But
that's not very kind.
Yeah, he enjoys it. But, you know, you have guests on, like yourself. I'm always like... Anyway, all that said, thank you again. And the only thing left to say is, Dave, cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
And cheers to Yinz.